fighting for America.
The medium market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Thank you all for joining us. Welcome to Monday, everybody. Don't forget, coming up at 7:20 today, we will have the word of the day, and if you know the word of the day, it's a possibility we'll send you on an adventure. Listen at 7:20 this morning to find out your destination city. Enter the city at 580kido.com for your entry into a contest brought to you by our friends at Tway Travel, where you can win two tickets to your choice of an American city or the Caribbean or even Mexico. And remember, that's at various times throughout the day. We do want to thank Tway Travel for making that happen. Remember, 7:20 this morning, we're joined by Greg Pruitt of the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Kevin. It was great to hear that. Congratulations again on winning the award. I think you well deserved, my brother.
Well, thank you. And speaking of awards and everything else, where are we at as far as the state of Idaho when it comes to protecting and promoting the Second Amendment?
Well, we're getting ready as a group to get ready for the new legislative session and also the campaign season. Right now, the resources we have, we're trying to focus on the legislative session. And some of the individuals who we would want to see out of office are not up for re-election right now, so that's why our focus is more on the legislative session. And you know, as you know, we've been working on a preemption project going around the state of Idaho and just contact cities and counties, getting them to update their firearms ordinances to be in compliance with state law. It's going really well right now.
Well, for those people that aren't familiar with it, and I don't know how long we'll have you because the phone keeps kind of messing out here, but tell us a little bit about this awareness campaign and the towns that you've taken it to and the response.
Yeah, the state of Idaho has preemption, which means controls the firearms ordinance as far as carrying and transporting, all that kind of stuff goes. And so we have been contacting cities and counties around the state because many of them have ordinances that haven't been updated in probably 40 or 50 years. And some of them are in violation. For instance, they'll say that you can't carry a firearm in a public park or you can't carry a firearm in any county building. And so we've been contacting them, letting them know that those things aren't allowed. We actually had some cities like Meridian and Twin Falls that had signs up in their public parks that could ban the carrying of firearms. And so far, we've been able to get them to take their signs down and a couple other cities and counties as well. And so it's more of an educational tool that we're trying to use to help these guys understand what the preemption law says that they can and can't do.
Right, 580 KIDR, our friend Greg Pruitt with us, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Do you believe there's a war on guns?
Not necessarily in Idaho. I don't think we have too much to be concerned about compared to some other states. Nationally, yes. In fact, we posted an article recently to our Facebook page that the left has gone away from trying to ban assault weapons. I think they realized they're not going to win that battle, that they've got to change tactics. So what you're seeing over with our friends in Washington State is a new push to get universal background checks by state rather than trying to go through by Congress. So there is a push by Michael Bloomberg and people that think like him, or don't think for that matter, but to do different tactics and use different methods to get gun legislation passed. So I think you're going to see a push by the state to make this stuff happen. That's why I want to be here to stand in the way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the gubernatorial race. How do you see it playing out? Who has your group thought about endorsing anybody?
We, as a group, we do not endorse candidates. We make that a policy because we only focus on one issue. And one criticism I have always personally had of the NRA is that if you're a one-issue group, that's fine. But once you start endorsing people based on that one issue, it can create a problem. And so we have made it a policy that we do not endorse candidates. I personally, this is just my gut feeling, it has nothing to do with anything my group says, but I think Butch Otter is going to win. I believe he'll probably win handily, in my opinion, and that Mr. Buzhak will probably pull off a few percentage points from him, I think, kind of surprised everybody.
Well, Greg, we need to get you back, and we appreciate you coming on, and we need to get you in studio sometimes. I know you're always running around, so we appreciate it. If people want to get a hold of you and your group, what can they do?
They can go to our website, which is idahosaa.org. They can email me at president@idahosaa.org. They can check out our Facebook page. We'd be glad to have any help we can get. There's a lot of work to do.
All right, brother. Keep your powder dry.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, our friend Greg Pruitt, we apologize for the abbreviation of that. Just that, you know, the phone kept clicking out there, and I think I have better reception than y'all, and I kept thinking to myself, if I'm having trouble, then you probably will as well. Go to Facebook, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Greg Pruitt, a great guy. We do appreciate his fine work. And this is something that we kind of got into in the 8 o'clock hour on Friday, and it was your picks on the race for the governor's office. Now, over the weekend, I believe Friday in Coeur d'Alene, there was a big debate, and people on, and it's funny. And it was at the Coeur d'Alene Library. And I'm thinking to myself, is this the best that we can do? And it's great for the folks in Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene, a beautiful place from what I've heard. Kevin, you need to go there. Kevin needs to do a lot of things, right? Kevin needs to do a lot of things. Well, regardless of what Kevin does and doesn't do, let's get back to the issue here. See, you don't even have to talk anymore. I know you so well that I can do your part as well as I can do my own. So big debate. We don't really know except the published reports that, you know, went back and forth, a lot of fireworks. And I think that, quite frankly, I'm biased towards this part of town. We should have, you know, three or four of these things. Well, we got to have one in Twin Falls. Well, tell me the amount of people that vote in Twin Falls compared to the Treasure Valley. Tell me the amount of people in East Idaho, God bless them, nice people, that that vote compared to people here. Tell me the amount of people that vote up north compared to here. This is really the state of Idaho. I know what you're saying. Oh, Kevin, that's outrageous. That's this, that's that. Another ring of the bell, but it's true. So we shouldn't have just one debate by Channel 7 and the Idaho Public Television. We should have a ton of them, really. It's worth that to properly vet these candidates. Now, maybe they don't want to be vetted, and that's their prerogative. But in reality, they should be. So we'll do our own coverage here. This is just a couple ads that I have garnered, and I was talking about on Friday if you were with us. And we'll start with the new Republican Governors Association ad. You can't miss it. It's all over the TV talking about liberal A.J. Belukov.
You know him, a typical politician, A.J. Belukov. If there's a problem, fix it by raising taxes. Belukov supports a new statewide property tax and supported expanding the sales tax. He supports Obamacare expansion, costing more millions. He's even wanted to use your tax dollars to fund political campaigns for politicians. If he gets the job, we'll get the bill. Liberal A.J. Belukov, a perfect fit for California, wrong for Idaho.
Boy, you hear that and all you want to do is go, boo! Anyway, Mr. Belukov has come up with a new ad. I don't know if it's online yet, but we garnered it on Friday here at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning, and this is what he had to say about Governor Otter.
I'm Rob Waite, and I've been an educator for 25 years. Let me tell you, we're shortchanging our students. Under Governor Otter, we fall into 50th in the nation in what we invest per student. We have trouble holding on to our best teachers, and our classrooms are too crowded. Close to 40 school districts in Idaho have gone to a four-day school week. I've been a Republican all of my adult life. I don't think I've ever voted for a Democrat, but this November, I'm voting for A.J. Belukov. To me, it's about more than politics. It's about our students and our future.
And there we have it, and as we've talked about, because this program pretty much is the education show here in the state of Idaho at 580KIDO, I'm sitting here taking a look at this and a listen to this, and once again, you have the silver bullet, and probably the silver bullet to the Republican Party, to the power party here in the state of Idaho, has been education. That's the reason why Tom Luna is not running again. That's the reason why we had Props 1, 2, and 3. Oh, that's old news. Go down the forum. That's why we have the cuts in educational spending. You have the grassroots people fired up. And here you have Mr. Belukov once again riding the educational wave. In fact, and let's face it, you could just DVR the TV. You don't even have to watch the commercials. They're not very effective anyway on television because who really watches the commercials on TV? Well, I just flip the commercials on radio. No, the radio commercials are a lot better. But anyway, you could just flip through that because we'll give you the analysis here. On one hand, you have the governor playing to his strengths, the business community, the ag community, getting us through these tough times, which he should be given credit for. Now, getting us through these tough times required some cuts. The educators are still upset about this. The educators are still upset about Tom Luna's laws, but in reality, they were Butch Otter's laws. Let's go back 4 years ago when the governor was reelected over Keith Allred, when Tom Luna was reelected. Then they came out like a month later with their secret plan to save education, which they didn't know about. They had no clue about until after the election, which angered a lot of people, got it through the legislature. Then you had the repeal and everything else. People haven't forgotten about that. But is education a big enough issue here, a big enough issue to derail a historic third term in a row for Governor Otter? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, you could handicap this a lot of ways. You have our friend Max, who listens to us every day in Washington, D.C., who will give me the talking points here in a minute about how everybody loves the governor. He's charismatic. He's got the business community. He's got this and that, and you're right. And the governor, unlike anybody that I've ever met, whether he likes you or not, whether he agrees with you or not, certainly gives you that feeling that you're his best friend. That is a political skill that a lot of politicians here and across the country should be able to adapt. Then you have the conservative grassroots campaign thoughts. And you're thinking to yourself, Kevin, I've got my cheese Danish. How does this impact me? Remember, we have not felt the effects of Obamacare yet. How many businesses got waivers? Everybody got the waivers last year. After the midterms, the pain will come. After the midterms, the pain will come. And you take a look at the health exchange. People are angry about that. You have not only the health exchange, but the possibility of raising a fuel tax. Ray, I think we're going to have to do this. And this is, we're going to, not the last interview we had with the governor. No, not, I think it was the last in-studio appearance we had with the governor, if we have that in our archives, where the governor said to us that he drives a big pickup truck. And I think per capita, we have the most big pickup trucks in Idaho. And here you have the governor saying that you have these little people with their Priuses going by, and he believes that they should pay their fair share. Well, a little Prius isn't going to tear up the road, but you have the possibility, here at 580 KIDO and throughout the country, that a fuel tax increase could happen. And people are wondering about that. So are they going to – I think you're going to get that with A.J. Belukov, too. I don't know. Maybe I should have asked him that. Good point, Kevin. Thanks. See, I'm doing self-coaching on the air here. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and you have the Republican Party that's very strong, Butch Otter, who's very well-liked on one hand, and then you have these issues, whether it's Otter fatigue, whether it's the health exchange, whether it's the possibility of Medicaid expansion, all coming to the forefront. But remember, I think the silver bullet here has to be education. Is that enough for you? When you go to Fred Meyer and you see the $300 or $400 book supplies that you have to buy, $300 or $400 worth of book stuff that you have to buy. And then, as Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, has told us, you know, he's got kids in the school system that you don't even get to take the textbook home. That if you want to look at a textbook, you got to go to the library and check it out. And how are you going to deal with a kid if that's the case? Anyway, back to this. Do we have that sound one more time? Let's go to this one more time here. At 580 KIDO, and do we have that? No, that's not it. Let's try this again. Here we go.
You know him, a typical politician, A.J. Belukoff. If there's a problem, fix it by raising taxes. Belukoff supports a new statewide property tax and supported expanding the sales tax. He supports Obamacare expansion, costing more millions. He's even wanted to use your tax dollars to fund political campaigns for politicians. If he gets the job, we'll get the bill. Liberal A.J. Belukoff, a perfect fit for California, wrong for Idaho.
By the way, since we are always depending on you for content, if our friend Pro-Life is listening, and I always hear Pro-Life always says to me, Kevin Miller, I listen to you in the morning. I'm out hoeing the strawberry fields with Mrs. Pro-Life. I'd like to get Pro-Life to call in here because he was at that debate. He can give us the first hand of thoughts. And let's not forget former Canyon County Prosecutor John Bujak, who now says that he's the true conservative choice. Will that hurt as well?
I'm Rob Waite, and I've been an educator for 25 years. Let me tell you, we're shortchanging our students. Under Governor Otter, we've fallen to 50th in the nation in what we invest per student. We have trouble holding on to our best teachers, and our classrooms are too crowded. Close to 40 school districts in Idaho have gone to a four-day school week. I've been a Republican all of my adult life. I don't think I've ever voted for a Democrat, but this November, I'm voting for A.J. Belukoff. To me, it's about more than politics. It's about our students and our future.
There we have it. Is it Belukoff? Is it Otter? Is it Bujak? Is it Pro-Life? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up next, your chance to win big. Details right after traffic. 48 in Boise. Let's get you to work safe.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Big ups, and we first reported this last week that the Boise Airport was getting a $700,000 grant to go to Atlanta, like a direct flight. And here's the troubling part that was kind of alluded to in the story, and big ups to the Chamber of Commerce for making that happen. Obviously, we need more direct flights. Those of you that do the big business understand what I'm talking about, or those of you that just want to get away, if it's not Salt Lake, if it's not Denver, if it's not Phoenix, it's frustrating. So Boise to Atlanta. Now, I don't know, again, how many people would really go to Atlanta. I like Atlanta, but I mean, Boise to Atlanta, would it have been better to go to Dallas or New York or Chicago, which I believe if Southwest ever gets its act together, they'll have that nonstop to Chicago. I think United is the only one that flies that, maybe Delta as well. But in the story, just because we've won the grant doesn't necessarily mean that, I guess, is it Delta that it's going to make it happen. Now, let's hope that it does, because, again, the more people we expose to the Treasure Valley, the better chances that we have that people will come here and build here and bring their businesses here, which, again, is a good thing. So I guess my point is, don't book your flights to Atlanta yet until it actually happens. That's one. Number two, why don't we knock this out right now here at 580KIDO. We have a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Eric Larson's reading at the Morrison Center. If you are interested, be caller 10 at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Right now, caller 10, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Eric Larson tomorrow night. I mean, best-selling author, four bestsellers, former writer with the Wall Street Journal. What a way to spend your Tuesday night at the Morrison Center, courtesy of the Morrison Center and 580-KIDO. So caller 10 right now will give you a pair of tickets to see Eric Larson. All right, we've got that out of the way. And by the way, thank you to our mystery contributor who is giving me a ton of mailers that were laying the smackdown on A.J. Belukoff. I guess there's a couple about Governor Otter, but it's apparently negative Nellyism when it comes to A.J. Belukoff. So we're starting to see the negativity going after Mr. Belukoff. Now, let me ask you this, and I'll give you some analysis, some award-winning analysis, allegedly, coming up. But is that fair? I mean, do you debate somebody on the issues, or do you smear your candidate? Do you smear the candidate, if you will? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Most people think that, look, the governor has won so many statewide elections, been involved in politics since 1972. This should be a no-brainer, right? Well, We'll have to see. But mailers going out. We want to get your thoughts on the governor's race, number one. Number two, at 580-5436, we'll talk a little bit about how the government is handling Ebola. That's right. Is it something political? You don't want to miss that. That and more coming up next after the news. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
To split into two.
We do not think he has Ebola. On the other hand, there is no reason to take risks.
It will be the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles battling for the American League pennant.
Idaho rock and roll legend Paul Revere died at the age of 76 in his Garden Valley home Saturday.
Just another manic Monday.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
I want to slap somebody.
638, 48 degrees in Meridian. K. Millie in the Morning. Earlier we were talking a little bit about the governor's race. Your thoughts on that, plus Ebola. Some people are making it political. How can you make a virus political? Let's go to the phones. We go to Sam in CUNA at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Kevin. Hey, my thoughts on the governor's race. I was in the Marine Corps in California, and my children were in the school districts in California. And there's no comparison. I see all these commercials saying that Idaho's 50th in the nation in education, and my kids are getting such a better education here than they were in California. And when we visit family in California and other family in Arizona, there's no comparison. And I'm smear tactics are part of politics, but I'm tired of Belukoff and the teachers unions just trying to smear Idaho.
Well, it has been effective. So when you see this ad, you're thinking to yourself, it's not very effective. Now, you live in CUNA. You've had your own issues with education there for a while, right?
Oh, well, my issues with education are the way the school district is run. It's not the education that the children are getting. The school district has decided to spend as much money as it can, and that's essentially – but that's the trend with school districts pretty much everywhere.
So as you take a look at this race, you're going with Governor Otter. What about your neighbors? What about your friends? Is this type of ad effective? Because it goes to the number one issue here in the state of Idaho, education.
Well, it may well be pretty effective because a lot of people aren't willing to look around and see what's going on. And there's a lot of people that don't have any experience anywhere else, and they see that we're 50th in the nation, and that's based on how much money we spend. It's not based on any real data. You could pick one thing out of any state and start running ads saying that they're 50th in the nation in the amount of apples children get to eat in the lunchroom every day. I mean, it's smear tactics, and if they're going to smear each other, that's politics. But if they're going to smear my state, I'd appreciate them not do that.
Sam, thank you for the call and your insight.
Thank you.
All right, 580-5436. Do want to remind you, we ran into Brad from Chick-fil-A over the weekend at the Alzheimer's Walk. What a great event that was at Kleiner Park. And we will be there October 17th at Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. Everybody's invited. It's, hey, we've been together for over 5 years. Let's have another five. We go to Gene in CUNA with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. And how was your walk this weekend?
Well, I just watched people walking.
Oh, you just watched?
Yes.
I guess I should have come down and challenged you to walk with me, I guess.
Then I probably would have done that. But, yes, I just watched people walking. Good job, everybody.
Yeah, good. Go, people, go. The thing with these candidates for any type of governor's race, presidential campaign, whatever it is, do you remember back when Mitt Romney was running for president and the candidates were starting to pick at each other? And he said, why can't we all just get along? And, you know, that would be great if they could get along. And I know they're vying for powerful positions and they want the catbird seat and they want to do all this. They think they can do the great things, and they promise you the moon, and, well, you know what they give you half the time. But, Blukoff, don't know that much about him. Governor Butch, I know a good bit about him. But like I've said in the past, I think Governor Butch has just been at the party too long. I think he needs to step aside, and maybe we can get a little further with Mr. Belukov. I don't know what his position is on the military or on gun rights or education, and maybe he can do some good. You know, we just don't know. But that's oftentimes a lot of problem is you try something new and you don't know if it's going to work until you actually do try it. So,
well, what are your thoughts, though? I mean, you work all the time. You love America. Where are you at?
Absolutely. I'm not really on the fence. I'm leaning a little towards Mr. Belukov because I think the man, he talks a good game. He actually, I believe he sincerely thinks he could do a better job. I just hope he can. I'm going to give him my vote. I probably shouldn't be saying that on the air, but I am because I think the man, I think he really truly wants to do something right. And I really think that he believes in his heart that he can do something good for Idaho. And I really hope he can. I really hope that my vote matters and I hope the man can really do something good. You know, heaven's sakes, the kids, I mean, they're even having trouble getting notebooks for their classes. And, I mean, I think that's a little irresponsible of our school districts. But there again, you know, they need the money. They need the funding by the government or by parents or by whoever to get this thing done. So I'm hoping Mr. Belukov, I'm really hoping he can do some good. I really pray he can do some good. And but just one other thing I wanted to let you know. Real quick, I don't want to take a lot of your time, Kevin, but this Emma, the anti-fracking person.
Alma, yes, yeah.
When I lived in Montana, I worked for a couple of ranches just because these people were friends of mine. And the Nichols Ranch that I worked for up there, she lost 8 calves one year. When the gas company come through and they were drilling for gas wells, they put in these water tanks. I guess it was to do something with breaking down some type of chemical in the gas or whatever. And what happened was when these calves would drink this water, their urethra tube for the urine would actually turn to stone, and they would die because they could not urinate. Now, I would have thought it would have been nonsense had I not been there when the vet did the autopsy on the calves, and all 3 of them were the same way. The urethra tube turned to actual stone. You could break it like a piece of sandstone. And it was a bad thing. So the only thing that I would say is that if people can keep their livestock away from these water tanks, because the water is sweet, from what I understand. The vet was saying the water was sweet. That's why livestock liked it so well. But it was very deadly. And it didn't kill them right away. It took, you know, several weeks for them to die, but it was they would be out in the field bawling, right, just like they'd bawl for their mother. And actually, they were in such pain they just actually finally just keeled over. And she lost 8 head one spring. And her and the man that she was going to marry, I believe he'd lost 5 head that spring as well. And it was because of that water next to the gas well. So anyway, my brother, congratulations again on the win. And I need to get Dave Barnett some type of wooden plaque that says Dave Barnett Man of the Year, because I know that he was really wanting to win something. So I'm going to see if I can't get something going here to where get him an oak plaque that says Dave Barnett Man of the Year.
All right. Well, good for you. All right, Gene. Thanks. So we appreciate it. Let's go to Ralph in Nampa at 580KIDO. Hello, Ralph. Or Ray Jr., sorry. I need to get my eyes looked at. Go ahead, please.
Kevin, that's all right, sir. Hey, Saturday we got a vote early by mail form for governor, and I am just totally blown away by this piece of literature. The very friend says Barack Obama is hoping he don't vote this year so A.J. Belukov can expand Obamacare in Idaho. You flip that bad boy open, and it just talks about how Obamacare is a disaster, and AJ wants to expand it, and Butch Otter is going to move Idaho forward. But didn't Butch Otter give us Obamacare in the first place?
I would believe you are correct.
And so the one quote from AJ is, rather than calling for Obamacare's repeal, I'd prefer to work with it. There are some good provisions in the law. And so it's like, well, now they're acting like they want to repeal it just from the way they're wording their piece of literature here. So am I correct that Butch Otter gave us Otter Care?
Well, he gave us the state health exchange when the Supreme Court, in fairness to the governor, when the Supreme Court threw out the lawsuits.
Okay. So
the state of health, the state health exchange is Obamacare, yes.
Yes, exactly. And so now it seems that him and all those lackeys that voted for it are running on the kind of taking the stand that they want to repeal it now. Is that, I mean, that's what I'm getting from this piece of literature, but I don't know if that's what the other people are saying.
I don't think anybody's going to repeal it.
And exactly. So I don't, you know, I am just so disgusted with the Democrats, Republicans, with all these people because nothing changes in our other party. So for governor this year, I'm going to have to ride in Paul Venable, who's riding as a write-in candidate for the Constitution Party.
What about pro-life?
You know, I know pro-life. I like pro-life, but
he doesn't he doesn't flip your switch.
No, Paul Venable, this man knows and fully understands the Constitution, and he is not what you'd say, you know, call an extremist. And, you know, sometimes maybe we need an extremist. Maybe we do need to vote in a pro-life. But I know Paul Venable. I know his heart, and he fully understands the Constitution. I'm writing in his name. And until Idahoans stand up and realize that they are truly independent and in charge of their future, and stop listening to the TV and listen to these stupid people that tell you lies after year after year after year. Nothing ever changes. The only way you can change things is to vote completely different than what we've done in the past.
All right. You're a great man, Ralph.
Kevin Miller, I love you.
I love you, Ray Jr. I'll see you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. We appreciate it. To Craig in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Kevin. I just woke up and I was listening to these last two gentlemen, and one thinks in his heart this other guy's going to be better. You better start looking at what their platform is. AJ Blukoff's for gun control, and he supports a lot of the policies that Obama does. The other gentleman, Ray Jr., who's just sitting there going, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to give my vote to the Constitution Party. He's just tossed his vote away. Because the Constitution Party is not going to carry any weight in this state at all. And it's nice and pie in the sky and all that, but it's either you're going to vote for Blukoff or you're going to vote for Otter. And Otter has, financially at least, supported the state significantly, where Blukoff is basically, if you look at his platform, like I was saying, the guy's a socialist. So I don't know where these guys are coming from, if they're just tired of Butch or whatever, but
there's a lot of anger at Governor Otter.
Yeah, I know. Well, get over it. You know, get over it, people. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you can be as mad as you want, but face the reality. You're either going to put a socialist in office in Idaho who's basically policies would fit really well in California, or you're going to reelect Otter and, you know, be a little bit mad at Butch. You know, I mean, yeah, I didn't vote for Butch Otter in the primary. I voted for Russ Fulcher. But I have to face the facts. What do I really want? Do I want somebody who's a socialist in office in Idaho because I'm just kind of mad? Or am I going to grow up and am I going to vote intelligently, you know, and put basically somebody who's not back in office? So these people got to stop playing little baby games and start looking at the reality of politics in this state.
Craig,
anyway,
thank you, brother.
Take care.
All right, appreciate it. To Rob in Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, Craig had it perfect, I think. You know, you just said something. You said there's a lot of anger at Governor Otter. And I just kind of want to remind everybody, you know, there was a lot of anger a few races ago, and that's exactly why we have the president we have right now, too. You cannot do it, just exactly like Craig said, you can't just try to vote somebody out because you think they've been there too long. You've got to look at the facts and what they've done. And just a couple quick points that I'd like to make. Number one, about the 50th, you know, on the schools being the 50th in the nation, we could turn that right around and say that we're number one in the nation because we provide a great quality education and we spend the least amount of money. So again, that's just how you look at those, and they're playing the stats, you know, the statistics. And then the other thing with the Obamacare deal, correct me if I'm wrong, the Supreme Court overturned all the lawsuits. We were going to get the health exchange. And so we just decided to kind of go forward first instead of making them just give it to us the way they wanted. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, that was the governor's call. He believed that Idaho would have a better chance maintaining state control as opposed to letting the feds in. And again, you had a lot of folks in the legislature, a lot of folks that were activists were very upset with him not continuing on with the fight. That's where the majority of the otter anger comes from, I believe.
Yeah, and I think you're right, but I also think that we have a guy making decisions. You know, we elected him to make very tough decisions in very tough times, and he made a decision in a very tough time, and it was we were going to end up with it anyway. So again, it's just another way to attack him. And I'm not trying to say vote either way. I'm saying look at the facts. Don't just vote because you're mad. And don't just try to vote somebody out because they've been in there for a while. That anger that you spoke of, that's exactly why we have the president we have. You're doing a fantastic job, buddy.
Hey, Rob, good point. Really, really appreciate that. A good point comparing the election of Obama to our current governor's race. 653, 48 degrees in Napa, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic.